Yes, hi, hello, this is Walter, and I'm with Opinion Research. How are you doing today?
Yeah, with who? Who are you with?
With Opinion Research, we are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
No, I've got long. Yeah, I got residents here, but I ain't usually hear that much.
Okay. Are you, well, General, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
This is the wrong track. The whole country is on the wrong track.
What is the most important issue facing Ector County? Education issues, poor economy, poor leadership by elected officials, managed growth, sprawl development, poverty, crimes and drugs, high cost of living, healthcare, high taxes and government spending.
Yeah, high cost of living, roads.
And how?
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. We don't have time for all this. It's all messed up. This whole country is.
Right. But I'm really thankful for sharing your opinion. And how will you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Well, I've lived here for now, I don't know how many years I've lived here, and I have never worked in Ector County.
So we might say
there's work going on, but I always have to travel, you know, but.
Oh, undecided. You're undecided.
Yeah, undecided. I mean, yeah, people are doing all right, and there's lots of people here, so something's going good on that part.
But 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
That's a lot of things involved in that. You got elections, you got other people later coming in here to try to change it up. That's all game today.
We can say it's about the same, or you may say it, decayed, refused, or worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see the future, but I don't know.
About the same?
I wouldn't have a clue in the future. 5 years from now, I don't know what's going on.
From years from now? All right, we might say better? Well, you just decline. You're going to decline to this question. In 5 years from now?
You think it'll be better in 5 years from now, is what you're asking me?
No, yes. Do you think the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse, or about
the same? I don't
know.
It just depends. We got new presidents coming in here. We got new governors, elections. I have no clue.
And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not too concerned? Not at all concerned? Well, not sure.
I'm not too concerned. I mean, people's making it. People's doing okay.
Okay. And I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor? I'm going to start with offering job opportunities in your field. Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor, undecided?
Poor.
Poor?
In my field, yeah.
Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
That
one's good?
Yeah, that
one's
good.
That one's good?
Yeah.
All right. What about quality of the public schools? Do you think they're good? They're excellent? Is it fair to you, poor, or you still, undecided on this one?
No, I'm just undecided on that.
Okay.
I got grandkids still in school, who's about it, and they're in a different county.
Okay. Ability.
They're doing good.
Okay. And availability of quality healthcare?
Healthcare, go ahead.
You think it's excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
Poor.
Poor. Welcoming and inviting the people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture? Do you think it's fair, poor, good?
Oh, it's good. It's excellent. Yeah, there's all kinds of backgrounds around here. Yeah, there's all kinds of good backgrounds.
A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. Do you think it's good? It's excellent, fair, poor, undecided?
It's probably fair, I guess.
Okay. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
So that's poor.
Okay. Natural beauty and physical setting?
As far as the scenery, is poor.
Poor? Okay. And public safety and low crime?
No. Oh, yeah, we got high crime here.
So that's poor?
Yeah, crime's poor. Yeah, we got high crime.
The availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Nature is poor. I mean, they've got things probably for the kids and stuff to do. As far as maybe a couple of them for families, but not much.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if this would be fair or good, but yeah, there's a little
fair,
bit.
Fair, good, okay.
Yeah.
Availability of affordable housing. Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's poor?
No, it's poor.
Poor. Effective leadership from elected officials?
I really wouldn't know how to answer that one, because like I said, I'm not here much.
Public transportation?
Public transportation?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Yeah, public. I don't use public, but they have it, so I would think it's either fair or good. I really can't answer that question. I've never
fair.
Used it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following type of people. Young single people, do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
It's fair.
Fair. People like you?
People like me, I don't like it here. That's what's bull right. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
Oh,
do you think
that'd
it's
be hard for me.
Fair enough? Poor, good, excellent, undecided?
It's probably fair. It depends what field they're in, yeah.
Retires?
Oh, poor, I think.
Okay. People living below the poverty line?
Poverty line?
Mm-hmm.
As far as, is there a lot of people you're asking me? Or?
Yeah, people living below the poverty line.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot here, yeah.
Poor? So it's poor? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's
and
poor.
Racial and ethnic minorities, do you think it's fair, it's poor, it's good, unsighted, excellent?
Well, far as I don't understand the question.
Do you think racial and ethnic minorities? What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
If you have to rate Ector County as a place to live, do you think it's a place to live for racial and you know ethnic minorities?
Oh yeah, they're welcome here. Yeah, there's a lot.
You're good.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, good. I mean,
what do you think about families with children? Do you think it's good? Fair, poor, excellent, unsighted.
It's good, fair, good, fair, yes.
Okay, immigrants for other countries?
Yeah, it's good. As far as welcome, I understand the question.
If you have to rate Ector County as a place to live for immigrants, for
other
countries?
Is it like a good place for them, is what you're saying?
Yeah, do you think it's a good place for them?
Yeah, they're welcome, yeah, that's good.
What do you think about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay. And how will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor? Unsighted.
No, she's just my opinion, because you're surveying the wrong dudes. I don't like you.
Okay. No worries. Your opinion is really important, actually.
Yeah.
Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of the life in Ector County will improve? Or did they stay about the same?
It's going to stay the same or worse, yeah.
Worst, okay. And what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Lack of the job opportunities, general economic conditions, poor educational opportunities, poor leadership, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities will remain dependent on oil and gas industry due to environmental concerns, crime and drugs.
Gas industry, but yeah.
Crime and drugs, cost of living, illegal immigration, or others. What do you think?
Crime and drugs.
Crime and drugs.
Depends on the oil industry. Yeah, just people
right.
And all that.
And economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs for which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Are you very familiar? So what's familiar? Not too familiar. Not at all familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Somewhat familiar.
Okay. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident. So what? Not too? Not at all? Refuse?
Yeah, I'm not at all. Not at all.
Not at all?
Yeah.
And
like I said, it's my opinion because somebody else may love it here, but I don't.
Okay, no worries. Your opinion is really important. Now, what about for the community development? You know, generate solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar. Not too,
but they're doing a lot of. They're doing a lot of building and all that stuff. So
and all
I
that, okay.
Good.
Excellent. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident? So what confident?
No.
Not too confident.
Not too confident.
Okay. And how likely are you or an admitted family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely. Somewhat likely, not too likely.
To move from Ector County?
Yeah. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years?
100% confident.
Very likely. Okay.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah.
Now, in your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing mayor issues, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities, poor quality of life, crime.
Probably government, the local government, you know, all
right,
all that probably.
Okay. Oh, and finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school? Some college graduate, or do you have a graduate degree?
Yeah, some college.
Some college. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Independent. Okay. And what is your age? Between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50, 64. Or 65 and plus?
50 to 64.
Okay. And do you have a school aged child living in your household?
No.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, or any other?
Oh, what?
I'm sorry?
What?
White, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All of them, really. Yeah.
Okay. And is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 through $39,000, or we can say $40,000 to $74,000, or we can say $75,000 or plus?
$75,000
plus. $75,000 plus, okay. No, are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, or a student, or currently unemployed?
No, I'm employed, but like I said, I don't work in this county.
Unemployed? Okay.
No, I'm employed, but I don't work in this county.
Are you employed full-time, employed part-time?
Yes, employed full-time.
Full-time. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Dude, I don't even like that question. A male.
Okay. Now, do you live within the city limits?
That shouldn't be a third option, man.
Right. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Right outside of city limits.
Right outside?
Yeah.
So we can say no, right? Do you live within the city limits of Odessa? No, because they're right outside,
no,
right?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now, this can, concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I wish you the best, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.